Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and Happy New Year. Happy New Year across the world. Happy New Year wherever you are. Oh my goodness, it is 2018 and Dr. J is back with the Cultivate Show, and I want you to know that it is going to be a brand new year, a year of new beginnings, a year of new focus, a year of newness, and a year of new actions, and a year of newness. What's so great about this 2018 is that you and I will have the opportunity to enjoy it. So welcome, welcome to the Cultivate Show. Welcome, welcome. Call your friends. Tell everyone that Dr. J is back on Cultivate. This is January 1st, 2018, and 2017 is over. A new year has begun. How will you spend your 2018? How will you live your life this time with a focus on God, a focus on family, a focus on your career? But the biggest focus is, how will you be the best you? How will you be that phenomenal person, full of faith and full of action and just so great that you bring greatness to the lives of others? How will you spend your 2018? I was listening to my mentor, John Maxwell, and it was such a phenomenal thought. When I saw the quote, you've got to be able to touch the past before you can deal with the future. Now, you know I have touched the past. And I know many of you have touched the past. Oh, yeah, you've touched the past. But now, yesterday ended last night. 2018 has begun. And you and I are just in this wonderful, wonderful place of making things happen. So today, just to start the year off, you know, my focus is today, value coaching, creating new beginnings, because it's the new year. And because we have all these wonderful things, you know, we can think of that we want to do. But how will we do this journey? Because I know for a while this, with coaching and training and meeting people and working with employee engagement and working with leaders, community leaders, church leaders, executives, I've learned that at the end of the day, the biggest thing we could ask are powerful questions, questions that's going to stop and allow us to figure out, how did my day go? You know, I'm amazed at the ability of the right question, because the right questions unearth the answers that lay within us all along. You and I have all these answers within us, and sometimes when I look at coaching moments, sometimes as soon as you ask a question, sometimes you say the answer is so obvious. So the question I want to ask you today is, how do I really want to spend my time right in 2018? What am I going to shift my attention to in 2018? As a matter of fact, what is the right thing to shift your attention to? What are some questions to ask yourself? So if you go into 2018, take different approaches that allow you to just reflect. Matter of fact, get a coach. Get a coach. I can't tell you enough. Get a coach. And become resilient, because resilient people think differently. They have a level of, they have a level of psychological capital and mental toughness. And what happens with that is that it enables better performance and a lot more leadership under stress. You know, as a leader myself, been into leadership for a while and speaking with leaders, and you probably, you know, and I tell people, every person is a leader, got some leadership in them. But when the time comes for you to lead yourself, ask questions. Ask questions. I love to talk about resilience at the beginning of this year, because I believe in my book, Run Your Race, Resilience, the Attitude, Commitment, Enthusiasm. Resilience is a skill. And you and I, again, because we've had those past, it's a skill that we can learn and we can improve upon it. Some people bounce back like easy, like, oh, they're back. Hey, listen, there's a reason for that.
Some people have a certain combination of personal traits. This is what it is. Some people have resources. Some people have skills that help them get back on their feet and, you know, just jump back up. But I want to share with you at the beginning of this new year that looking at research and looking at resilience, there's different things that really get people to bounce back and become more resilient. And a lot of researchers talk about those three elements. Those three elements are genetics, personal resources, and thought processes. Why am I saying this to you at the beginning of the year? Because you know what? You may have had a tough 2017 and you bounced back. You may have had a great 2017 and you're planning to be greater. But resilience is a skill. And so let's talk about genetics, because some people are born with a more positive attitude. People tell me that I could jump out of the bed and like, yeah, right? And sometimes our attitude helps us to deal with stress and adversity. Some people just naturally can deal with that. But then there are other people who are, you know, sometimes there's a mental health condition that triggers stress. And, you know, and sometimes those conditions, they just got big under stress. And what you find is that they may undermine resilience because it's a stress factor caused by health. So whether for better or worse, genes do play a role in resilience. But at the end of the day, the two other elements that I want to talk to you about, they contribute to the inner resilience that are more within your control. That was genetics. Let's talk about personal resources. When I talk about personal resources, it's 2017 and over. In 2018 is here. I tell people all the time, look, you may have to get rid of some people. That's just it. As you're creating those new beginnings, think about your personal resources. That could be your family members, your friends at work, your friends in the neighborhood, even your work environment. It could be the level of education that you have, money, health, a lot of things, you know. Fortitude, or just creative experiences, and just to have an overall support system is just a great level of personal resources, because when you encounter obstacles, your network of personal resources help you surmount them. As a life coach, I know that I am a resource to a lot of people, because what coaches do, coaches walk beside you. Yes, we do, right? Coaches walk beside you, don't tell you what to do. Coaches never give you the answers. Coaches listen and coaches ask questions that pull the answers out of you, because all of you, that what we seek is within us. Everything that we seek is within us. And so if you have these personal resources, when these obstacles come upon you, you can know where to lean, so to speak, right? And then your thought processes. Oh, my goodness. Our thoughts are thoughts are thoughts. I love Napoleon Hill, when he talks about think and grow rich, our thoughts are things and things are thoughts, right? Thoughts are things and things are thoughts. And we think about desires. We have these desires, every day we wake up with them. But thought processes, how we think is so important when we're facing obstacles. 2017, yes, we may have had some, maybe not. But in 2018, how will your thought processes help you? How you think in the face of obstacles is going to be the most important thing in your life. What you say to yourself, when you face adversity, what you say to yourself is like the single most significant predictor of how you will face the storm. How will you face the storm is how you think. I learned over and over, whether it's in Lean Six Sigma or in leadership, when we think about the 80-20 rule, a lot of times when we look at a bingo problem, we think that 80% is the problem. It's not. 80% is really how we think about how we're going to solve the problem. The other 20% is truly maybe the problem. But how we think about it, those thought processes, you know, in Proverbs 23, verse 7, it says that for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. James Allen wrote this great book, As a Man Thinketh. But for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. That's a famous quote, but when you think about it, it is so absolutely true.
what you think you will become, period. So becoming more aware of your thoughts, just becoming that level of awareness and being intentional about making them productive. Make your life positive. Make your life truthful, right? When you think about those thoughts and being intentional about them, it's essentially going to drive your success and your well-being. Listen, folks, I'm saying to you today for 2017, a new year has begun. How will you spend your 2018? Do you need to have a coach? Then get one. If it's me, then call me. I'm serious. Because how you think in 2018 is going to be exactly how you live in 2018. Yesterday ended last night. 2017 is over. It truly, truly is. It really, really is. Believe it. Wake up. Tomorrow is January 2nd. How you live your life is going to create brand new beginnings. Let me give you a checklist. Valerie Burton has this great checklist, and she talks about the coaching styles and your resilience, emotional, and spiritual health checklist. Do I know my purpose? And am I going to live it every day? Do you know your purpose? Are you going to live it every day? Are you withholding forgiveness from anyone? Are you? Oh, I'm so afraid sometimes. But let me say to you, fear is not stopping me from moving forward on my most meaningful goals. Will you allow fear to stop you this 2018 from moving forward to your most meaningful goals? Will you maintain a positive outlook most of the time? Your outlook is going to drive it. Your attitude is going to drive your attitude, and your attitude is going to give you some gratitude, right? Do you have a strong support system of friends and family? Find some. Get rid of who you have to get rid of and find people who are going to define you, who are going to, the way you live is going to allow you to serve them and them serve you, right? Get spiritually mature. Why do I say that? Because I know when you're spiritually mature, you become aware of how God is working in your life. Get spiritually mature, right? And ask yourself, am I in a good place emotionally? Am I whole? Am I well? These are important thought processes as we go through 2018, right? Will my life be fulfilling and meaningful? Am I going to give myself the opportunity to live a life that's meaningful and really fulfilling? Do I have a deep sense of joy? Am I ready to experience inner peace every day? Are you ready to experience that? Last year was tough, wasn't it? For some, not everybody. Some people had a great year. I had a great year. Even though it's tough times, I'm claiming great year, right? But in the last major challenges that you faced, maybe if you had any, were you able to bounce back and move forward quickly? Were you able to get up, stand up, and move? Because that's truly how we talk about resilience. In a crisis, if and when that comes in a crisis, are you ready to remain calm and take action that is helpful to the situation? You can be reflective in this one and you can be proactive, right? Get ready to remain calm. Am I ready to tolerate uncertainty without a high level of anxiety? Sometimes we get so anxious and, things go crazy, right? And then how would the people who know you, would they describe you as a person who is adaptable to change? Are you going to become lighthearted and just try to find humor even in difficult circumstances? I tell you, I love fun. Everybody knows that. Are you going to get ready to discover new ways to do things? Become a good problem solver. Learn and find ways to apply the lessons from all of your past experiences. Get comfortable with yourself. Become an empathetic listener. Start listening. And then, you know, find purpose in every painful situation and believe all things work together for good. Think about all those things. And then, you know, rather than judging yourself, you know, if you cannot think about all these statements all at one time, listen again and then use this as a way to get some clarity about the items that you really want to start checking in your future. make them a reality as you think them through this 2018. Make that your goal. So I have just shared with you this beginning. I'm so excited about 2018. Really, I am truly excited because body coaching and creating new beginnings as a life coach gives me the opportunity to serve so many people, to help them to step into their greatness, to allow them to walk in the movement of their heart, to allow them to do things that is all so possible. Things that they thought were impossible, they're doing it. Are you willing to do it? That's the question. Are you really, really willing to do it? And then, remember, you've got to be able to touch the past before you can deal with the future. Folks, welcome again to 2018. Yes, this is Dr. J in your moment in motivation and creating new beginnings in value coaching. Remember, check me out at drsharonjohnson.net. One word, drsharonjohnson.net. There you'll find lots of more things about leadership, motivation, coaching, youth programs, and everything that I love to do. My one desire is to help people to maximize their potential. You have a beautiful 2018, one that's filled with love, joy, peace, and happiness. And my prayer is that you may have life more abundant. Stay beautiful. Stay fabulous. Stay motivated.